Hey, it's me, Josh, the person who hosts this show. It's been a few years since I've been doing these ones. So what I thought I'd do, seeing we're in the lead up to Melbourne Comedy Festival, is I'll put out the previously only behind the paywall Don't You Know Who I Am's that we recorded at Morris House, the Basement Comedy Club, of 2022 and 2023. I'm going to put these out every day of this week, and so you can enjoy them. But why am I doing this? Well, it's all promotion, baby. I'm doing this to promote my shows in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Yes, I'm doing 4 Don't You Know Who I Am's Saturdays, 3 p.m. at Morris House in the Basement Comedy Club. It's 120 Exhibition Street. So that's March 30, April 6, April 13, April 20. Tickets are at joshearl.com.au. Season pass is $65. Single show is $20. Plus, while I've got you here, I'm also doing a live stand-up show, my brand new stand-up show, 4 Burners. It's not a podcast. I do have a podcast called 4 Burners, but this is the stand-up show based on the same premise. It's at Tasman Terrace, which is at 4 Parliament Place. So I'm doing that April 8 to April 21, every single night at 8:35. If you buy a ticket to one of the preview shows, so that's April 8, 9 or 10, you get a free ticket to any Don't You Know Who I Am of your choice during the comedy festival. All you got to do is simply message me on Instagram with the name of the booking. My DMs are open and I'll put you on the door for whatever Don't You Know Who I Am you want to go to. So hopefully you enjoy these. If you want to hear more Patreon episodes, like the Comedy Republic seasons, Catfish seasons, the Sydney and Brisbane shows I did, head over to patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. And you've got hundreds of hours of bonus content for just $5 a month. Anyway, that's all from me. Enjoy this episode recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's a real funny one. Cheers. Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and my voice is a little bit croaky at the minute. Do you know why? I blew it out at an under-12s basketball grand final this morning, so I'm pretty cool, pretty cool. My kid got the win. Hey, thank you. Now, oh, there you go. Now you're in the dark. That's good. Excellent. So, has anyone not been to the show before? Everyone's been before. That's my career right now. Yeah, yes. Not picking up anyone new. Everyone's been before. So you'll all be aware what I do at the start of every show is I go through the internet and I try and find people who share my name. Well, after 310 shows, I've found them all, okay? So what I'm doing now is I'm going through my family history trying to find out what stock I'm from. And I read a book by a man called Nicholas Shakespeare, the other Shakespeare, called In Tasmania. Has anyone ever read the book? It's all about the history of Tasmania, and in the back there's a glossary. So I went, oh, let's look at the glossary and see if there's any Earls. There is an Earl, a man called Robert Earl, and this is why he's famous almost 200 years later. He was jailed in Launceston for the crime of sodomy on both a goat and a sheep. Thanks, Uncle Robert. Anyway, hey, we've got amazing guests. Let's hit it now. Our first guest, he shares his name with a Colorado cybersecurity officer, but the one we have here is doing a show in this room later in the festival. Please welcome, it's Nick Cody, everyone. Hey, mate. How you doing?
Man, great. How are you?
I'm better than Uncle Robert, that's for sure.
Yeah, mate. He was having a go.
Well, didn't like one, went another.
Yeah, it's called science, guys. You know, you've got to try out a few things, see what works.
How's everything? You haven't started your show yet, have you?
No, I'm just doing 1 week. Nick Cody and friends. And I've seen the lineups and acquaintances, so I can...
All right,
Nick Cody and someone I might have a drink with at the airport.
All right, our next guest shares her name with a Jakarta designer, but one we have here is doing her show called Woohoo. Please welcome Lizzie Who, everyone. Woo! Hey, mate.
Hello. Who did I share a name with?
She's a designer from Jakarta.
Oh.
There's a bunch of Jakarta people with your name.
Really?
Or just the one, and she's been very, very busy.
Ah, interesting.
Have you met any other Lizzie Who's?
Yeah, my auntie.
Oh.
Is it your mum's sister?
No, it's my uncle's wife.
Oh, because if it was your mum's sister, are you thinking that's who Dad wanted to marry?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just thinking it's a real fuck off to the other family members. Yeah. You know? They know who the coolest one is, Auntie Lizzie.
Hey, also joining us is a comedian who shares his name with an editor for the Sporting News in Wollongong. But one we have here is all the way from Canada doing a show called The Times They Are, John Hastings. It's John Hastings, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I also share my name with an Australian cricketer who yes. does not enjoy me engaging him on Twitter. Oh. Hey, man, we have the same name. I don't care. Well, get ready for how a comedian reacts to that.
Finally, is a comedian, is the only person on the internet who has their name. Can you please welcome from her show, A Bit of Fun, it's Kirsty Wiebeck, everyone! Yay! Hey, mate.
Hello, thanks for having me.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, it sucks not sharing a name with anyone, though. It's like I'm the only one that can ever be blamed. You know?
Chris, that is not true. Do you know how fun it is to try and get social media accounts for the rest of us? Yeah. Oh, I would have my Instagram, but a man in Denver got it before me, and he posted a cat once, and I wish him dead.
All right, our first game is called Social Meter. What I've done, I've gone through everyone's social media accounts and I've grabbed some quotes that you've written down, some things you've said.
Quotes. Live, laugh, love. Nick.
Yeah. I'm worried
about
that.
One of us is going to get cancelled.
If you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get right, a point who actually wrote it if you're incorrect, okay? So you can't lose points. Mm. Here we go. Our first question for Comedy Festival 2023. The person next to me has brought a rotisserie chicken on this plane. No cutlery, no napkins.
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Kirsty.
No, that was John Hastings. Point there for John.
Oh. I fucking remember that guy. He was a fucking hero. Even crazier, didn't eat the rotisserie chicken in flight. We landed. I saw him sitting in the fucking gate area eating it at arrival.
He sounds like the worst person in the world.
Yeah. Or the best.
No, the worst. I hate anything on a plane except fucking staring at the screen in front of you. Yeah. Anything else.
Come on, mate. Have a fucking little bit of whimsy in your heart. You know what I mean?
That Scottish bloke who I thought was fun, that pop singer, he hopped on board with a guitar the other day. Lewis Capaldi started singing songs.
On a flight.
Yeah, on a flight. And four people were pumped. And there's someone that would have just gotten a baby to sleep going, I'm going to put that guitar over your fucking skull. I hate it.
I really like him, but I don't like his music. I wish he stopped doing music and just did interviews. It'd be great.
Josh, the reason why you don't like his music is he is not a musician. He is an actor who has enough fame that no one says no.
Question two. Can we standardize public toilet taps? I'm sick of having to crack the Da Vinci Code to wash my hands.
Lizzie.
John.
I heard Lizzie first.
Is that Kirsty?
It is Kirsty. Yeah, point there for Lizzie, yes.
I remembered that one. Yeah, that was a good one.
So good I chose it. There you go. Yeah. It really is. I'm sick of the sinks that aren't really deep at all. They're just on an angle. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Comes on really hard and then you look like you pissed yourself.
Yeah.
Is what I say.
And you always walk into the toilets now and there's taps running because people have forgotten that they haven't like been sensor ones.
Yeah.
Oh. And by people, I mean me. I always walk away and leave it running. Then I'm like, oh, fuck.
The worst ones are the ones, the taps under the mirror that you can't really see where the spout is and the soap and the dryer all in the one thing. So it's like...
You're just feeling around.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Have you ever seen one of those sensor taps in someone's home? I never have, but if I do, I'm a well, this person's a serial killer.
Yeah. It would be very weird.
Yeah, exactly. Very weird. I don't want to touch the taps. Mm. Just got to get the gristle off my nails.
I wish you hadn't said gristle.
How deep are you going?
I'm actually playing a character. I am the Lewis Capaldi of this festival.
Question three. I've got a small nose. That's it.
Nick?
Yes, Nick.
Lizzie.
You are correct. It was Lizzie, yes.
Look. Well, that's hurtful. It could have been me as well, Nick.
I could have been doing some sort of fun nose-based humor.
Now I'm more self-conscious. Yeah.
It's very small.
It is quite small. Yeah. I've got a good angle to see it, so yeah.
I would say it's a reasonable size. I wouldn't say it's small.
No.
Like Michael Jackson at the end had a small nose.
It's in proportion.
Voldemort had a small nose.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah,
my nickname for Michael Jackson.
It's a petite schnoz.
Yeah.
Question four. Someone has taken a shit in the urinal of Qantas Lounge bathroom at the Melbourne airport. I have no more information other than knowing it was intentional and I have a confusing respect for the perpetrator.
Kirstie. Lizzie.
I heard Kirstie first.
Cody.
No, that was John Hastings again.
Oh!
Yes. That was on this trip. It was fucking wild. I landed, it was actually the Sydney airport. I landed and I was doing changeover to go to Adelaide. I walked into the lounge bathroom and someone had taken a shit in the urine, and I was like, "Who? What customer service problem just got avenged here?"
I meant that Cody did the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now I saw me Canadian mate back there. I've left him a little treat. Welcome to Australia. Was it Qantas Club or Qantas Business Lounge?
Come on, mate. Not a cunt.
I'm talking like King of the Air, mate.
Yeah. Also, time check, 10 minutes and we've done poo. Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, question five. If you're sitting next to six blokes drinking their duty-free booze and doing shuckers on a Jetstar flight to Thailand, run.
John.
Lizzie.
Yes, John.
Nick Cody.
You are correct. Yes, John.
And everything a Cody tweet would have. Booze. Yeah. If Luke Heggie was mentioned, it was the hat trick.
I said Jetstar, so I got his spirit.
Yeah.
All right, question six. Eat a dick should have been enough. Why do we have to graduate to a bag of them?
John.
Yes, John.
I'm going to say Lizzie.
You are incorrect. It's Kirstie Whitman.
Yeah.
Everyone scored now. You're right. It is enough.
Yeah, one's plenty.
See, I disagree. I like the escalation of a bag of dicks.
Yeah, like a sack.
Exactly, because it shows how much you fucked up that this person's gone to a mortuary, stolen a bunch of dead people's penises and balls, put them in a sack and brought them. Deal with that.
Yeah. And then clean the gristle from their hair.
Correct.
I'm imagining, like, in this country, we have the odd bunch carrots and a bag of the odd bunch.
The odd bunch dicks.
The Odd Bunch was my favorite soul group of the 70s.
Question seven. Just want to pay my respects to barbecued corn on the cob.
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
John.
No, that was Lizzie again. Oh. Yes.
God damn it.
Big fan.
That was Lizzie.
You love corn. Yeah.
I love corn.
I went through Instagram. A lot of corn stuff.
The people want it.
Yeah. You're the only one brave enough to do it.
Yeah.
John, can I ask what was in the shit in the lounge?
That's a great question.
I may have found the perpetrator.
It was a cylindrical boy, deep brown. This guy, he's taking his care of his diet-wise. It looked like, have you guys ever really, you know, turned your life around diet-wise, and about 2 weeks in you have that real big shit, and you're like, I think this was burgers going back 10 years. It looked like one of those.
Now, that's what I think when I see my four-year-old shits. I'm like, man, you've never had 1,000 beers or kebabs. That's a beautiful shit. I have a tear roll down my cheek like an Anzac Day vet. That is a shit. I salute it. It's incredible.
Speaking of Anzac Day, I'll never forget seeing an old man being helped by a young man take a shit in an alley in Sydney.
Really?
I was with my dad, and he went, "What are they doing?" And I said, "They're shitting in an alley, Dad." Yeah. I think Anzac Day is like Remembrance Day / St. Patrick's Day. Yeah.
They're playing two down.
Question eight. Before comedy, I imported a turmeric hangover drink to make the big dollars, but it just sat in my cupboard and went off.
John.
Yes, John.
Christie.
Kirstie?
Kirstie, fuck you.
No, he's Canadian. He's doing his best.
Sorry, guys.
That's
I'm an immigrant to your lands. I don't speak this language.
Well, don't worry, John, because you're incorrect twice. That was Lizzie. Okay.
One of my big business ideas.
You're really throwing me off with yours. Yeah. It's hard to figure out.
Who am I?
Yeah.
So what,
you bipolar or something? What's going on?
What the fuck are you doing on social media talking about food? You know what I mean? You got to talk about shitting or fascism.
Okay. I'll change it up.
What was the turmeric drink? Did it work?
Yeah, it's a hangover drink. Have you ever...
Cody's interested?
Yeah.
This one.
You've got a customer right here.
Yeah, I know.
I'll buy it all now.
Yeah. In Japan, there's this turmeric drink. They've had it for years. It's in a little like vial. You get it from 7-Eleven. And I started to import that, but I couldn't get anyone to buy it. Big problem.
Yeah.
So maybe we can chat later.
Yeah, please. Okay.
So we can be the face.
Yeah, the selling bit of sales.
The very red face of hangovers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Liz, the idea that you couldn't move a drink that cures hangovers while being in stand-up comedy really shows that sales is not in your future.
Yeah, I've just come up with the ideas. Yeah. I need someone to execute. Mm.
All right,
you've met him. He's right fucking there and he just sculled his beer. Yeah.
Question.
I've got to bathe two children later.
Question. And then you have to go see your kids.
9. Watching Play School, if your kid picks square, they're a dullard that adds to their super before 30.
John, Nick
yeah.
Cody. That
yes,
was
you
Nick
were
Cody.
Yeah, yeah, you get one, John. Yeah.
What fucking loser kid picks a square window on Play School? Yeah. Go the arch.
Arch
dude.
Every time.
Arch
glad you said arch,
time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's when I knew I was a fan of gambling. Watching that as a kid, going, oh, fuck, come on. Fucking circle, fuck.
We had the same thing, but then in Burnie, there used to be the big pulp mill, and it had a sign on the front, days without incident.
Yeah.
And we'd have to drive past it and guess. How many days, you reckon? How many days? It was never over 10. It was always 10. Because they did the same thing at the Bogues Brewery in Launceston as well. And they stopped because they used to have like 10:30 that have like a 20-minute drinks.
Yeah.
And then 12 o'clock, an hour long where the bar was open. And then 3 o'clock and then they'd have a drink. And then after work at 5, they'd have half hour before they go home. And they stopped it and all the injuries went way up because everyone's a fucking alcoholic. So they've all got the DTs. They're all shaking. They can't do their jobs.
What an awesome place to work.
Yeah. All right, question 10. I bet your dick looks like a well-used candle bra.
Lizzie.
Yes, Lizzie.
John?
Yeah, you are correct. Oh. Yeah, brother for Lizzie, yeah.
I almost guessed and said myself.
Yeah. Which you can't do. All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Nick, you're on 1 point. Give it up for Nick Cody, everyone.
Yeah. Thank
you. Kirsty Wiebeck, also on 1 point.
Yeah.
John Hastings on 4 points.
Oh.
And also on 4 points is Lizzie Ho.
Wow.
I have never gotten more than 1 point on this show. Yeah. I am so happy.
Time to lose some points.
Goddamn right.
This round is called Yearbook. Now, this round, we go back to our school days and talk about a moment that stayed with us. Today, we're talking about a young Kirsty Wiebeck. Now, when Kirsty was at TAFE, she was studying graphic design. But what inappropriate thing did her teacher do that Kirsty is pretty sure breached some teacher-student code of conduct? Was it A, they were learning Photoshop when the teacher in front of the class showed a picture of a fellow female student and took inches from her waist and gave her a massive set of cans? Was it B, he was convinced his girlfriend was having an affair and asked a big dude in the class to drive over to the guy's house who he thought she was cheating on him with? He told the guy if he did it, he would pass the class and not have to do any work.
Oh, it's a sweet deal.
Or C, he gave Kirsty a wet willy. That's it. That's it.
With the finger.
Yeah.
With the
finger.
Okay.
Wet finger in the ear.
Okay.
Classic.
I want it to be A because I want some sort of like TAFE to Zoo magazine.
Yeah, you can ask as many questions as you want. The floor is open for questions, guys.
How much did he adjust the weight and can percentage?
What cup?
Percentage.
Exactly. What cup? What did we go like A to B? B to C?
B to F.
B to F?
I've never thought about it in these terms, but let's say...
It's wet willy. It's wet willy, guys.
Bastard.
It is wet willy. Fuck yeah. I will be guessing. My guess is wet willy.
It was like, I reckon it would have been like a B cup to like a double D.
Okay.
So that's quite significant.
And the weights?
Is this photo anywhere?
Really small. it's on my laptop. No. I mean, this was like 20 years ago.
All right, mate. I'm not a cop. Calm down.
Okay. You're starting to feel like one.
Did this person volunteer for their photo?
No.
No,
so it was like a demo of some techniques that you could use on Photoshop.
Oh.
Yeah, and oh. and but like the demo could have been anything.
What was this teacher's name? I'm going to go out on a limb. He went by a first name, and it was something like, you can call me Bradder.
Paul.
Long hair, balding?
No.
Shit. Oh, the wet willy. Did he come up behind, or was it like, explain the wet willy now.
Yeah, from behind. So working away, like, on some graphic design project.
Making big titties on Photoshop.
Yeah!
It's the only thing we were taught.
It's because it's the only thing you need to know.
Yeah. 20 years ago. Yeah. Checks out.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, sorry, yeah. Annie, your one-year-old baby's party invite, it does look a bit odd, but look how big his tits are. Yeah.
They're still breastfeeding.
And look how small the waist is. Is she good doing keto?
Any questions about B?
Was he being cheated on? The cheating.
What's the question? What?
Oh, okay.
It's B. The answer is C, Lizzie,
did you ask a question there?
Yeah, no. Was he being in option B? Was he being cheated on?
Allegedly. I mean, we never found out the truth.
Oh, you never found out.
Yeah, he used to bang on about it constantly. We were like 18 years old to 24 years old. Yeah. And his teacher was like probably in his mid to late 50s.
Mm.
And was
teaching
meant to
computers.
Be just simply teaching us how to alter the physical appearance of women, but would just bang on and on about this partner of his and that he doesn't know where she is at night.
Oh.
And we're like, okay, is this waist small enough or not? Like,
The answer is C.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
No, I'm just locking in A because what a time.
Yeah.
All right.
If that was a thing.
Next time with A. Lizzie, what do you think?
I'm going to go B.
You're going to go B?
Yeah.
And John, you're going?
Oh, it's wet willy, you fucks.
John.
Yes, sir.
You are correct.
Your voice changed from like, well, he may have been to, well, the wet willy occurred.
I was like, the exact level of moisture was.
Oh, yeah.
So,
was he a friend? Could he do this? Or was it a real invasion of privacy?
I don't think
Is
I've got anyone
friend?
In my life that can do this. Like, I don't want a wet willy.
Yeah. That's a brother's
in general.
Only.
I don't have any.
Yeah,
so
that's
no.
If you've ever given someone a wet willy, and I mean this totally honestly, you should be murdered in front of your family.
We used to do a grape in the ear. The Who House. That's what was happening.
Wow.
Just grapes in the ear.
Grapes in the ear.
I thought it was going to be corn. Just shoving some kernels in.
Oh no, like squeezing a grape or just shoving?
Just shoving.
Wow.
That was the wet willy, that we took it up a level.
Did it have a word for it or not?
Yeah. Abuse.
No. Yeah.
Wow. You got, I don't want to say it.
All right.
You're thinking it. I didn't say anything. I was going to say you've got a grape in your ear, but... That's on you. If you want to groan there.
That's commercial radio right there, guys. He knows exactly
filter.
Where to draw the line.
You can get away with heaps. Just get another.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Cody, you're still on 1 point.
Fuck.
Kirsty, you're on.
So, where was the woo? Was that? Thank you.
Kirsty,
I'm happy
3 points.
He's at 1 point as well.
Lizzie, you're still on 4 points. In the lead now on 5 points is John.
John. Oh. Wow, he's happy about this.
It's like a cocaine-like high, guys. Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. Okay. You can ask them any questions you want. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, they get the point. Here we go. Mm. So to Kirsty, when John was living in the UK, he had a job at a temp agency. At one of the places he worked, he had a hunch that everyone there was just ignoring him. To test this theory, he decided to only shave one side of his face to see if anyone would mention it. No one did. Yeah or nah? Ask some questions.
Okay. Who's John?
He's the fella in the gilet over there.
Very good.
It's pronounced Jean.
Which side of your face was shaved?
Right side. Left side like a cunt, name. Right. Also, the thing with my facial hair is it doesn't look like I have a beard like Nick. It just looks like little ghosts are haunting my face. Yeah. So, and I do this a lot as I like shaving one side, so it has to wait for the light to catch, and then it just looks like my face is dirty.
All right, so if it's hard to see, it's not a very good experiment.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking scientist, mate. It was fraud telemarketing on the South Bank of London. These weren't the sharpest knives in a drawer because they would steal those.
Can you de-escalate?
I cannot.
Not in your nature. All right, temp agency. What did you say you were doing?
Fraud telemarketing.
Fraud telemarketing. Like yeah.
Known as telemarketing.
Yeah.
There's a distinction, yeah. First of all. Now, actual telemarketing, they're not openly doing class A drugs in the office. But when you're like old John Hastings and you're like a little cash payment, you'll do fraud telemarketing where a guy will be like, you need to make more sales. And then a piece of cocaine fell out of his nose. And I pointed at it and he went, thanks.
Oh, wow.
So just so you know, they're ignoring this, okay, yeah. At work.
Mm.
Who would give a fuck about half a beard if you can do racket work?
Hey, listen, I've been not called a master prankster, all right?
I'm going to say nah.
You're going to say nah? You are correct. It wasn't
correct.
Nah.
Totally correct. Yeah.
Was that a job you worked, though?
Yeah, that happened in Montreal. And the guy, there was a Hell's Angel in full patch in the office that day.
Oh, wow.
And I said to the boss, I was like, who's that guy? And he's like, that's Ronnie. He's here all the time. Yeah, I later saw all those guys get arrested on the front page of the newspaper. It was pretty fun.
The guy who actually did shave half his face was the guy I went to uni with who we all ignored. Robert, if you will.
Really?
And we didn't ask. Everyone talked. Why has Robert only shaved half his face? Who knows? It's a theatre degree. Let's move on. Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right, so John.
And
now
you never spoke to him?
Nah.
Mate, was you're on a list that? In Robert's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was after Port Arthur, obviously. He wouldn't be. When there's some automatic guns in the house. G'day, Rob. Love what you've done. Love the half beard.
All right, to John. Now, Lizzie's family, when she was younger, all went fishing. They were there for hours and caught nothing. On the way home, though, her dad stopped at a fishmonger's and bought a huge fish just so they could all stand there and pose for photos like they caught it themselves. Yeah or no?
I mean, that is a dad move right there.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go fishing often with your family?
No. No.
The answer is no. She did not do this. This never happened. That's what I'm saying.
Say no?
I'm just going to say no. I'm just trying this strategy. See how it fucking goes. Let's find out.
John, you are incorrect. This is a true story.
Yeah. It definitely happened. Definitely did. They were using corners bait. It never worked. Yeah.
John, a bit of coke fell out of your nose. I'm going for it. Bold strategy. No. Without questions.
Right. What? Take it again. No talking. Everyone shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a fish. Who has some corn?
So, how big was the fish
that we bought?
Yeah. Right.
Just probably like
so
a,
not too
oh, no.
a snapper.
That's all right.
Believable.
Wow. Yeah,
we wanted it to be believable. Yeah. We didn't buy like a huge, I don't know.
How old were you when this happened?
When? How old? Oh, probably about 10.
Yeah. It's enough time now to look at the photo and go, yeah, we caught that fish.
Yeah, we caught that fish. We stood outside our tent. And everyone at the campground was like, wow, good day. pretty good day.
Yeah, we caught all these fish fingers.
Yep.
Dad's art of parenting.
Hey, Captain Birdseye, come here. Tell them the story.
Dad's art of parenting, the way a guy dressed as Sherlock Holmes are detectives. Yeah. Like, almost, but yeah. Fucked it. Yeah. Like, I just love it. We'll buy a snapper and you stood by the tent?
We stood by the tent with the rod. Like, we did the whole pose.
Great.
Yeah. We did the whole pose. Believable.
Did you take a photo? In my mind, he's making you stand by your tent for hours holding a fit. Oh, this? We caught it.
Yeah. Yeah, we waited for people to come past so we could show off our catch.
I bet there's some single men in the room tonight going, that's what I do for my Tinder photo. That's
the fish. Hey, is this rude to ask? I have to parent in about an hour and 15 minutes. May I get a pint of Balta XPA, please?
Two thumbs up.
That bartender leaped up like there was a fire.
I'm not fucking playing games, sir.
All right, so Lizzie, you got the point. Now, to Lizzie, as a 10-year-old, Nick and his sister used to be babysat by his grandparents, who were chain smokers. Knowing how competitive the kids were with each other, their grandma would give them each a pouch of tobacco and papers and say, the first to roll 30 gets dessert. Yeah or nah?
And I can what kind of dessert was on the line?
It was an ice cream at the milk bar.
Ice cream. You could just go get one from the freezer.
Yeah, you could pick one.
Uh-huh.
And Buffalo Bill, sometimes a Cornetto. Oh. Ooh, sometimes one on the pokies.
And 30 of them.
Yeah.
Each.
30 cigarettes, yeah.
Oh, first to 30.
First to 30.
And were you good at this?
No, but I've got shaggy hands. Okay. It's not the DTs. I've had it since I was a child.
Okay. I'm going to say yeah.
Lizzie, you are incorrect. This is not a true story. Yeah, point there for Cody.
It's pretty close to a true story.
Yeah. Oh, well, what's the truth?
Yeah. Well, my grandpa used to buy illegal Chop Chop tobacco.
Yeah.
Like by the kilo from dodgy milk bars and bring it in, and the cousins would be over and we'd all sit there and just roll him cigarettes.
Wow. And can I say, I did not know this before I wrote this question.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I didn't know it. No.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's amazing. I was like, man, you are so close to my actual life.
Wow.
And we had a little machine. There was a little machine you could put the tube in and then the tobacco and go like an old credit card reader.
I didn't feel like it was real, but I knew. Listen, there's just something about certain people where you're like, you were a bit close to your grandparents in that way where like an old person showed you a blade and went, that's why we don't go in that store. You know what I mean?
Because this is the second time I've done that, where I've written a story and someone said, oh, did I tell you that? I'm like, no. The other time, I wrote a story that Demi had a boyfriend who wouldn't sleep with her because her bed was a car racing bed. And she went, yeah, that's true. That's actually a true story. Wow. I just know people.
Did she? Wow.
I mean, in Demi's defense, Demi's one of those people where you ask a question and you don't get an answer, you just get 8 new questions.
Yes. All right, so to Nick. Now, when Kirsty met her parents' family, they went on a bushwalk. Sorry. Partner's family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kirsty, this
as well.
Is you, Kirsty.
When Kirsty met her partner's family, they went on a bushwalk. Mm. Loving it, Kirsty exclaimed, I love nature. But just as she said this, she tripped and smashed her face on the ground. The pain caused her to vomit, and then she took hours to walk 1 kilometre back to the car. She thought it was good, though, because the parents had met the real Kirsty. Yeah, or nah, ask some questions. We've got so much time.
Kirsty, where was the bushwalk?
Like, out Wilson's Prom, near Fish Creek.
Got it.
Lizzie, Fish Creek?
Great spot. Great spot.
Mm. Good corn country.
Mm. Is there actually a fucking creek? Really?
Oh.
What happened to creativity in this land? Fish in the creek, Fish Creek. This territory is in the northwest. There we go.
There's still fish in the creek because nobody other than Lizzie's family goes up there to fish.
And what? So your partner's family, are they all very outdoorsy?
Yes.
And you're not outdoorsy?
No, I am. I just can't stay upright.
Oh, no.
I tripped on a tram track 3 weeks ago.
What?
And had to go to hospital in an ambulance. That's a true story. Like I
tripped on a tramp. They're in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. They're in the ground.
We're trying
That's
to use rollerblades on them. How the fuck do you trip on a tram track?
I was on a snowboard at the time, but.
I'm doing the Paris end of Collins Street run. It's pretty cool. Just shredding it up. So you're outdoorsy but hopeless in the outdoors.
Yeah, yeah. Just really okay. We're bad at walking, essentially.
And is your partner outdoorsy?
Super.
Okay.
She just ran a marathon. Really? Outdoors.
Yeah. Yeah. I should just really hog the treadmill at a Fitness First. She's more an indoor marathon runner. Anyone on this for 4 and a bit hours? I've got some shit to do. And so, what did you do? Bust your nose?
Yeah, I sprained my ankle and I face planted and just like absolutely cooked my face.
And why did it take so long to walk back? Was it a...
Because of my ankle.
Yeah.
Sprained ankle, terrible.
They're not helping you? They're not getting around you?
Yeah,
like
they
a
were.
Foot injury,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
put your arms
they
over
were.
Someone.
Like, we couldn't find any branches or anything to make a stretcher. So.
Yeah, fair enough, in the forest. No branches in the forest. That sounds a bit fucking sus. Already don't believe this Fish Creek bullshit. And now you're telling me there's no branches in the forest. I haven't been out there, but I'm calling bullshit. I'm going to say it's false.
You are incorrect. This is a true story.
Oh. I weirdly still don't believe that tram story. Because I've been sitting here the entire time. How did your foot... What the fuck did you do?
Were you? The only way I can figure it out is if you were running... And at the exact moment you had one foot that was going back into the ground, it went into the track like this. The force of the other foot went forward, and you—is that what happened?
Sounds like it. I mean, it all happened very quickly, but I reckon you've just hit the nail on the head.
Mate, I think you're a fentanyl addict, and you just went to that hospital to refill your dose.
Yeah. Did you get stitches though? Stitches or movement?
Yeah, yeah. I tripped on one the first bit of tram track, and then I thought I'd recovered because I did like a dad run. And I was like, whoop, 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 across the intersection.
Oh, I'm a dad, I can run.
And then, and then I hit another tram track.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, no, this one's like, I've come undone.
Got the speed wobbles.
And so then I like fell on my knee, but because of the momentum from the dad run, I sort of slid on my knee a little bit, and then I think my knees like hit the little bit of raised road just next to it. So I get up, I walk to the medium strip, right, and I'm holding onto this lamppost, and I have a look down, and I can see my kneecap.
Oh.
And I just slid down the pole. And I had my dog with me, and I called 000, and then this passerby was walking towards me, and I just go, can you talk to her? She's asking too many questions. Like. Yeah.
Hey, there's a really sad stripper. I've never seen this sort of busking in the CBD.
Someone snapped a photo, and when I got it, I just like brought the waist in a bit and made the boobs bigger.
My algorithm on TikTok and Instagram Reels just sends me stacks. So you're coming on some dashcam footage. I cannot wait.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Cody, you're on 2 points. Go for Cody.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have Lizzie, John, and Kirsty all on 5 points.
Woo!
All
right,
it's our final round. This round is named after you, Lizzie. It's called Who.
Wow.
In this round, I'm just going to read out a bunch of questions. If you think you know who is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzers again. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Here we go. Who here was the dipshit who replied all to the email so everyone saw their stories? Yes, Nick.
John.
It was John, yes.
And I didn't read it out of fairness for the game. I didn't read the email,
All right.
I just couldn't.
I deleted it.
But I didn't. Yeah. Well, the reason why is I only read a few words of Josh's initial email and then just responded.
Yeah.
Well, let's go through them, John. You almost fought a Greek man. How?
What? I was working at a restaurant in Montreal. It was the job I had after the guy's cocaine fell out of his nose. It was a bit of a theme of the time because this guy also had a debilitating cocaine addiction. He was managing a restaurant circumstance, and he accused me of stealing a liter bottle of balsamic vinegar, and I just snapped and went, I'm going to fucking fight you, you Greek bitch. And He took that wrong, and we stepped outside. Here's how you know he knows how to fight, and I don't. I took off my shirt, and he put on rings. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and then the owner broke it up, and then I got sent home, and he later revealed he had stolen the vinegar.
Oh.
Ironically, I'd been stealing cash for months, so...
Should have bought some rings.
You would have. Yeah. How did Paul get away from the mugger?
Oh, yeah. my friend Paul has a massive penis. There was a time before Me Too, if straight dudes were hanging out together, Nick would know about this.
My mate Tom.
Pardon me?
My mate Tom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See?
Big kid. Measured it in class once.
We measured it in shop class, and Mr. Hallett said, I should send you to the principal, but I don't know what I would say.
Yeah. So instead, we're going to build you a case for it.
Anyway, this fucking dick, he's always been like, if we're ever going to get mugged, I'm just going to take my dick out, and it'll intimidate the mugger.
Wow.
Smash cut to Finsbury Park, London, 2015. We're cutting through the darkened park, and a fucking junkie comes up behind a tree with a knife and goes, give me a mini. And I just hear Paul's belt unclip. I was like, are we actually going to fucking... And he took it out, and the guy went, whoa!
What? Was it just a flaccid dick?
Yeah, but
yeah, but yeah, to say there's some that, dicks that are like, it is wild. Yeah, yeah, like, my mate's got a dick. It's so upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah.
His dick's so big, he's never had to get good at comedy.
Yeah.
Like, never worked on his personality. Stories go nowhere. He doesn't give a fuck. He just leans forward and lands on his big old dick.
Yeah. Like... Paul does not know how to flirt with women. What he does is he literally just waits for a friend to mention how big his dick is. And then a woman sort of alert. Hmm? We were once at a local bar, and the waitress, after we've been talking about this for an hour, put the tray down and just went, let's go.
Wow.
And they went into the bathroom, and then they came out, and he went, her shift's over in an hour. She wants to see how she does.
Wow.
See what I mean? Sometimes eating one dick is enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one more for you, John.
How big's his dick?
Immeasurable. It's like the universe ever expanding.
Let's talk about how you got caught on the roof of the school.
Oh, yeah. So I was 11. We were real fucking bad boys. You know what I mean? Like, we'd ride our bikes almost anywhere.
Wow.
The sidewalk down by the river, those are the only places. And I don't know if you... Like, I love when kids are trying to be adults. Like, this was in our phase of, like, our parents would leave and you just put on a bathrobe for a bit.
I remember that. I remember my mates and I dressed in suits and came into the city to go shopping.
Oh,
yes. And how much is this Jag wallet?
Pardon me, do you have any T-shirts with the Ferrari logo on them?
How old were you?
15. I was 15.
Mate, you cannot leave white dudes in the suburbs. We get up to all sorts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Once they got the porn out of the woods, we just started fucking improvising. Anyway, we invented this game one summer, which is you'd fill a Coke can with rocks, and a bunch of friends would stand
Sounds good already.
It's so good.
Sounds good.
Nick, I think you probably played a version of this game. So you fill that with rocks, and then you climb up onto the roof of the school, and you take that can full of rocks, and you throw it at your friends. And whoever gets hit with that actual weapon, they that get to climb on the roof, and then they have a go.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's fair.
Yeah.
And what is wrong in that game?
Yeah.
I can fucking dodge almost. And anyway, I was up first, and I went up on the roof, and I was caught by two janitors, and they then gave me the choice to call the police because I was trespassing or my mom, and I said, the police, please. And my mom was the head of the PTA, so they knew me and my mom, so they called my mom instead. My mom showed up, and she came in, and, like, I could hear her yelling from the car at no one.
And when she came in, she went, "There's the criminal!" Sidebar, this was the first time this happened throughout my adolescence. My mom would get so angry at me, she would start just revealing family secrets in rage. So this, you have to edit this part out.
All right.
This cannot go on the podcast.
You're not eating your vegetables, your grandfather's gay. Now this.
No.
Oh, no.
You, get ready. This cannot go on the podcast. I did not realize I raised an irresponsible boy like when I got divorced, that was the only guy that went, "I don't like how you lack commitment."
Oh. Question
just,
two.
Just beep out Vancouver.
Yeah.
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 Question two. Who here had a job mowing lawns in Japan?
John.
Yes, John.
Nick Cody.
You are incorrect. It was Lizzie who. Yeah, point off, John.
I would have guessed that, but
yeah,
I
yeah, I used to mow lawns. I needed a job with no language skills. And that's what I got to do.
Are you good at mowing lawns?
I'm pretty good.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question. How are you on the corners? Because when I was a landscape gardener for one weekend and was fired, I was very bad on the corners, so I just didn't do them.
This was a really big place. It was like a country club. Oh. So there were not a lot of corners. It was just like a lot of lawn.
But where does it end?
Yeah.
It was, did you just fall off the earth?
Yeah.
Those YouTube documentaries I've been watching?
Are you telling me Japan has a lawn that just goes on forever?
It goes on and on.
And that country's got everything.
No, it was just like one. There were no fences. That's every house, like, you could see the other house. It was, yeah.
So how did you know whose lawn you were mowing?
Yeah.
I had to mow everyone's lawn. Yeah.
Like in the whole, like, city?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. In Tokyo.
No, it was like in a small, it was in a small town. And this
she's not
like
stopping, it's Mozilla.
Yeah. That's what it felt like. But it was like a holiday country club.
Yeah.
There were probably 30 houses or 30 apartments.
I think you were only supposed to mow one lawn and you missed an instruction and then just went, she seems happy.
Yeah, it turns out that job needed language skills too.
The first couple of weeks, I didn't know how to slow the lawn mower down.
Like speed.
So I was just like racing. And then I realized, I was like, oh, it's really fast. Is there anywhere to slow? They're like, yeah, just push this. So much better.
All right, next question.
How did you get fired from the landscaping job? Yeah. And Lizzie's too fast, too furious around the fucking golf course.
I was efficient.
I can explain. I was working with my friend Paul with the massive dong.
Oh, no.
And he said to me, "Do you like this job?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Do you want to quit?" And I went, "No, let's get fired." And then I turned to the boss, who was named Hank Blundo. And I went, "Hank, your last name is fucking dumb, bro." And he went, "You get the fuck out of here." And then Paul went, "I agree with him." And he went, "You go with him too."
Yeah, it was just four footsteps and a trail going out.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And the drag of a big cock.
Question three. Who was looking for lemongrass at the supermarket when a worker asked if they needed help and they replied, "Yes, I'm looking for gremlin ass."
Lizzie.
Yes, Lizzie.
Is it Kirsty?
It sure was. Point there for Lizzie. According to Twitter in 2017, that happened.
Okay. That's 6 years ago. Lots changed.
Yeah. You know how to say lemongrass.
She said lemongrass. All right.
Can you say it now?
Lemongrass.
We got it.
Did you hear what I said?
Thank you. I was really nervous. I was like, this is when I'm going to fuck it.
I didn't even know you could buy that.
Yeah,
oh, that's how bad I am at cooking.
Yeah.
I see a recipe, they're like, "Get lemongrass." I'm like, "Yeah, nice try, fuck it." I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, I can't picture you cooking. Like, I feel like you'd like walk into the oven and be, "I'm tired."
Walk into the oven. I've got my head in the oven. I'm sleepy.
Yeah. Is this right? Am I dinner?
Sylvia Cody. Okay. Question four. Who once spent Christmas in El Salvador and didn't know they let off fireworks on Christmas Eve and honestly thought they were being attacked?
Lizzie.
Yes, Lizzie.
John.
Yes, it was John. Yeah, it's put there for Lizzie.
Yep. Big fan of that story, John.
Yeah.
No, it's PTSD. Okay.
I would like to technically say it happened in Los Angeles. I just lived in an El Salvadorian neighborhood. And how they celebrate Christmas is they shoot off fireworks all day.
Yeah.
And my mom was visiting and we were just surrounded by what sounded like gunfire. And I then finally called 911 and I was like, I think there's some sort of gang war. And this breathless just 911, it went, where are you? And I gave the address. She went, yeah, we get a lot of these. And they went, the El Salvadorians are celebrating Christmas, and then hung up, and I Googled it. And yeah.
Question five. Whose sibling would help them smuggle booze out of the house by hiding it in the letterbox, knowing their parents would check their bag on the way out of the house? Yes, John.
Nick Cody.
No, that was Lizzie.
No! Hey! You didn't seem like you'd be so devious.
Oh, you don't know me.
That's why we're doing this podcast.
Hide it in the letterbox.
Yeah,
and never got caught?
Never got caught.
I remember, I think I may have told it on here. I was in charge of the booze for all of my mates for our like formal, year 12 formal. And I hid it under my bed. And the day of, my mum came in and said, I'm searching your room. And I just said, I've got nothing in here. And she went through everything and tipped the bed upside down and it wasn't there. And I'm like, where the fuck have I put the booze? Like it was three bottles of and shit booze. There was like a Southern Comfort, a Wild Turkey.
Southern
and
Comfort.
And another one of those three.
A Cossack vodka.
It's just something awful. And I'm like, fuck, I've lost the booze. I thought I put it under the bed. I'm a fucking idiot. And I get in the car and my dad's dropping me off to the formal and I'm a bit flat. And he said, you all right? And I said, yeah. He goes, what's wrong? You leave your booze somewhere. I went, what? And he goes, look under your feet. And he hid it in the car and he goes, who hides it under the bed, you fucking idiot?
Yeah.
What a guy.
You got a scholarship to a private school and you're the dumbest kid I've ever met. And he took it out. He took it out the night before. When I was asleep, he took it out because he knew my mum was going to come in and check. Legend.
What a guy.
Fucking dads, man. They are a real X factor to that parental relationship. Am I in trouble? Yes, but not for what you think.
Yeah. I just did it on my son's first day of four-year-old kinder. Forget your whiskey, fuckhead. What a whiskey dadder. You'll see.
It's why daddy's so relaxed in the morning.
Right, next question. Who bombed a corporate breakfast? Because just before they came on stage, hundreds of plates of eggs went out.
Oh, that could be any of us.
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Cody.
Yes, it wasn't it, Cody. Yeah, point there for Kirsty. Yeah,
the
yeah.
AFL Grand Final breakfast last year. North Melbourne Grand Final breakfast. It was at the exhibition, the convention centre, 1,100 people, and 2 minutes before, breakfast goes out to everyone. And there was no MC bringing me on. It was like, just welcome to the stage, Nick Cody. And you walk out and people are like, what the fuck?
Who's this guy?
And I thought, I'll at least get them listening. I'm like, how good's this after 2 years away? The AFL Grand Final is back in the home of footy, Melbourne. Who's pumped? That reaction. And this 8 minutes is going to feel a lot fucking longer than that. And it did.
Did you get a ticket to the game though?
No. Oh.
Did you get a hang on. Did you get a fat stack of cash?
It was good coin.
There we go.
Why the fuck would I be doing comedy at breakfast?
Love of the game?
I'm not McGinley.
I don't understand that.
Next question. This should be an easy one. Who once slipped down a hill and crashed into a bunch of wheelie bins?
John.
Yes, John.
Whatever your fucking name is.
You're right. Yes, it was Kirsty. Yes.
Well, 1 point to Jim.
Yeah. Hey, Kirsty, quick question. Are you a newborn deer by any chance?
Oh, the jig's up.
Hey, Bambi, fucking get a grip.
Kirsty, it sounds like whatever your fucking name is. Kirsty, Kevin, whatever.
Krusty.
That was Nick Cody. That was mean. I'm nice. It sounds like you dabble in comedy and are really just trying to really claim some good insurance scams.
Yeah.
And the weirdest bit about Kirsty's stand-up is you're an amazing stand-up and you stand still on stage.
They're the reason. They're the reason why I stand still on stage.
Have you ever fallen on stage or off stage?
No, I don't think so. Not that I can remember. Might have been a head strike, though.
Yeah. Hey, on the way down, there's only one step.
All right, next question. Who here got ripped off in Vegas at 1 a.m. in a print store?
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Cody.
It was Cody. Yeah, point out for Kirsty.
Yeah, I was just in Vegas for a week for Daniel Sloss's Bucks party.
Oh, that would have been exhausting.
It was legitimately the best week of my life. Honestly, it was the most fun I've ever had. I got home and I told my wife that sentence, and she.
After leaving for a week to go to Vegas.
Yeah, I said it's the greatest, the most fun week of my life, and she said, "What about our wedding and honeymoon?" And I said, "I know what I've done in my life." It was so much fun. But there was a Marvel theme night and I got some shit character where I couldn't get the costume. So I felt bad. Everyone else was dressed up. And I went past, there was like a print store. Well, they were just selling dumb shirts and shorts. Real cheap shit. And there was a pair of fluoro orange shorts that had Eat My Ass on the back. And a small cotton singlet that had King. And I'm like, finally. The perfect outfit for any event. And I said, just those two. And they said, we'll print you one. I go, no, just those two. They go, it's all right, we'll print you one. Two cheap cotton singlet, cotton pair of shorts. Any guesses?
I have fallen for the same scam.
Oh, no.
It was like $300.
Yeah, $282.
All right. Wow.
What?
Now, did you pay it?
I did.
Okay, so I was in Vegas last year, right after my best friend had died, and I walked by one of these print shorts, and there was just shorts that said, eat my ass, baby. And I was very sad.
Oh, you paid the extra for the bag.
Yeah, that's right. And I was like, I want those. They printed it out, and they were like, that'll be $108. And I just went, no. And then when you have to take them, and I went, I don't. And then they were like, well, we'll get someone to stop you. And I went, go get that man.
And then your mum came and told
you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. My mom came. Yeah. We negotiated it down to 40, but they wouldn't put baby on them.
You buy Eat My Ass baby shorts and your great uncle's a war criminal. What the fuck is going on with our family?
I'm like Big Fish if he was cool.
No, I did the opposite. I was doing breakfast radio from there.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Man, easy. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with no kids. I was getting 5 hours sleep a night like a fucking angel. It was a health retreat. I came back feeling better than just being at home.
It was not. I was getting reports back. It was not a health retreat. One man sent me a photo of so many different plates with prawns on it and said, I've been on a toilet for days.
All right, yeah, we have colonic. To move on. Oh, no. All right, our final question. Here it is. Whose dad lied about his religion just to drum up more business?
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Lizzie.
You are correct. It was. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he pretended to be Muslim for like 10 years.
But then he was selling hangover drinks and they're like, no, nah, brother.
This is where I get roll. It from.
What was the business?
A muffler shop.
Why do you need to be Muslim to sell mufflers?
For the Lebanese taxi community.
Oh.
Yeah, he had it cornered.
What made him come clean?
Well, no, they found him out. Oh, yeah, because he called himself Hassan to these people.
What?
Yeah, he changed his name and everything.
His fake name was Hassan who?
Yeah, well, just Hassan.
Oh.
It's just Hassan. And then one of them came to the shop and asked for Hassan, and dad's worker was like, Hey, very good.
Real who's on first at the muffler shop.
There's no heckling if you'll be that funny.
And then his worker was like, oh, you mean Chan? it was up.
It's done.
His time was done.
All right.
It's like a Scooby-Doo, but you don't have to take the mask off at the end.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be a dad so that all the fucked up shit I do becomes charming.
Yeah.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Nick Cody, 3 points. Give it up for Nick. John Hastings on 4 points.
Woo!
Lizzie Hu on 7 points.
Whoa.
But our winner on 8 points is Kirsty Weaver.
Yeah!
Well done.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.